Yardworks, this is Keith.
Oh, hi, Keith. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Oh, I'm okay. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Thank you for asking. So I was just calling because I noticed that we're having trouble processing this month's payment, and I didn't know if there's something going on with the card that we have on file.
Well, actually, we changed cards, I just consolidated cards is what I did. But to be honest with you, I don't know that we're going to continue the service with you guys. I'm still having issues with the website, and every time I make changes, the changes are wrong.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I mean, it's still, I mean, the website is much better. The website is fine.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I call and I say, you know, I want this picture put here.
And they
put a different picture there. And it just every time, you know, and I get the emails in 24 to 48 hours and it takes them a week plus. So I'm really, really just not happy. I haven't gotten any business from the website, or any, you know, I haven't gotten any business. So I'm just kind of wasting my money. I mean, $250 a month for somebody who's a little lowly guy like me. I mean, I'm just a solo operator. I don't have a big business. It's a lot of money for me to spend to get nothing, you know.
Yes.
So,
if you recall, your subscription was changed to the $149 package back in August. So you don't pay $249 anymore. You pay $149. But mm-hmm. I do want to let you know that I'm on your dashboard, and it is showing that in the time that you've been with us, your company has been found on the first page of Google 289 times, and you've had 13 Google actions, including clicks to your site and clicks to mm-hmm. call you from the first page. So I'm thinking that you've gotten at least some solid work out of this, and maybe you're just not aware.
I haven't gotten anything.
Do you ask people when they call you how they found you by chance?
Yeah, okay.
There's
only been one lady who has found me by my website, and she actually saw my truck go down the road and went to look for me, and she said, I mean, you know, maybe she's not real computer savvy, but she said she had a very hard time finding me, and then I did go out and I did work for her, but that is I actually keep track of everywhere where my leads come from, because I do, you know, we do Thumbtack, we do Angie's List, and then, you know, referrals, and plus the advertisement on my trailer, you know, so
yep.
I like to know where all that goes, and I've only gotten one client from the site, and they happen to see my truck go down the road, so other than that, no one has called me.
Okay. So keep in mind that it's not necessarily going to be somebody saying that they found you from your site. I mean, anybody that says, I looked you up online, I saw you on the internet, I saw you on Google. I just put in lawn care service for Landrum, South Carolina into Google, and it's mm-hmm. showing me that there's 564,000 search results under that one keyword. And your listing for Yardworks is in a spotlight position, the second one at the very top of the page.
Yeah.
So you are definitely getting very, very good exposure. So here's what I would recommend. There's nothing I can do with the past due balance, and that's because in the terms and conditions that you acknowledge with your e-signature, you agreed to an automatic renewal each month on the 29th. And in order mm-hmm. to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior to cancel. So there is, you know, that past due balance. But once we get the payment up to speed, you have an option of canceling the program and just keeping the website. And that's just $49 monthly for the hosting of the site. So that might be an option that you want to consider.
I'm having a lot of trouble with the site. Things being done. So,
right.
You know, I mean, so you're at your computer, right?
I'm at my computer for sure.
Pull my site up. All right. What is my website?
Yep, I'm looking at it. SCYardworks.com.
Yeah, let me get to it. Sorry, my wife's got something else going on. What is she doing here? Okay. So, like, at the, just one very simple thing, or just a couple of things, at the, not the very top, but when you scroll and it says expert services, and then you know, it has a picture of a yard and a weed eater and a trimmer, and as you scroll over top of them.
Yep, I see that.
Yeah, how it comes up with the items.
Yep.
Well, the one on the very left that's supposed to scroll, when you scroll over, it's supposed to come up as mowing. I had them change the picture, but this picture is not the right one that I asked them to change it to. And then they changed it, it didn't do that. And then, so I sent in another thing, hey, it's supposed to be this picture, not that picture. And they didn't change it. When you scroll down the about us, that's the wrong photo that I asked them to do. So it's just, it's, you know, the, in the top right, it has that little black button with my phone number in it that used to say contact us.
Okay.
And it constantly goes to a blank screen. So, they changed it from saying, you know, because when you would click on it, when it said contact us, it still does. It goes to a blank screen. But then they changed it and put the phone number there. So I guess, I mean, if the phone number's there and you click that phone number, shouldn't go to a blank screen. You know, I mean, all this stuff is simple stuff, but it's like, you know, I've been, 3 weeks now trying to get these just couple little changes made that they keep screwing up. I mean, you know, so I'm not at all. I mean, you know, we can buy this template and my wife can build this site. Ourselves, and my daughter knows all about SEO stuff, so she's been willing to help me do that. So, you know, I'm not unhappy with where I am. I'm just, you know, I haven't gotten any business, and I'm really not happy with the way this website's going. And I mean, on every page, it's something. I mean, and I went in and I made a lot of changes because we have, you know, we have access to the back. And, you know, I mean, if I'm paying you guys, why am I making all these changes? Because I can't get you guys to make them. And when you do, they're wrong. And so, yeah, this website has been up.
So
has been.
Here's what I'm thinking, Keith. Yeah, no, I understand. Here's what I'm thinking. Right now, you're only past due for $149. Come November 29th, it'll be past due for $298. That will continue to reoccur until this settles. But once that payment's put in, you will be paid in full till November 29th. So I'll have plenty of time to, you know, and I understand the revisions that you just pointed out to me. All I would want you to do, and I would send you my personal email, is just forward back to me the two pictures, the one that you want for the mowing and the other one that you want for the About Us. And
yeah,
I can get those.
They're actually in the gallery.
Oh, they're in the gallery.
Yeah.
Oh, good. So let me look, maybe.
Yeah, I told them, I said, well, go down to the third one on the, you know, in the, or fourth one on the left column and, you know, and use that one. And they still use the wrong one.
Okay. So
Okay,
I think that's the problem. When you go down to the pictures, in the gallery, there's only three that come up on top, and then after that, there's another gallery. So are you talking about the fourth picture?
Right,
thumbnails are? Okay, so let me look. One.
Right, so use the fourth one down, the one below the lawnmower. That's the picture that's supposed to be.
Oh, okay. So,
but they use the third one down on the right side.
I see. Okay, I see. Okay. Thank you. Okay, I see. Okay, yeah, so that's an easy fix. What about the About Us section? that was the wrong picture, right?
Yeah, so there is a picture that they used on the site that they put with the mission statement. It's a picture of me in a kind of a teal colored shirt. And I had asked for that picture to be put at the About Us. And they put my funky dirty picture.
Let's see here. I'm not finding the picture with the teal shirt, but I'm in the About Us section. That's weird. It's because it has that other picture that you don't like.
Yeah, they had that picture. The picture of me in the teal shirt, they had it in the mission statement. Because right now, if you see the mission statement...
There's that same picture that you don't like with the mowing, right?
Well, I like it, and I like it there. That's the one I want there. I just didn't... You know, I wanted something different.
On the front page.
Right. So, but then you see they still had the Keith O at the bottom of it.
Uh-huh.
There was a picture of me here in a teal shirt.
Okay.
Collared shirt. And that I asked, you know, I wanted that to be put at the About Us.
Okay.
And let's see.
With Steve, who's our web developer, in the event that he doesn't have that photo stored anymore, would you mind resending it to me?
Yeah, I can do that.
Okay. So I will... I'll send you an email that says, please reply to this email with your photo, and then that way it'll come straight to me, and then I can send it to Steve. To this email.
Yeah, I don't know where my wife has that photo stored, but we can dig it up.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to check with him first, so if I find that he has it, I'll send you a text or something, and I'll say, oh, he has the picture, no need to send. But I just want to have a backup, because you've asked people to do this before, and it wasn't done, so I want to make sure that it gets done for you this time, okay?
Yep.
So the caveat is that they don't do any type of programming or revisions while an account's in a past due status. So can you get the payment up to speed today, or do you need a little bit more time? Oh, you can. Okay, I didn't know if you needed more time. Okay, so then let's get that up to speed. We'll start working on these revisions. And come November 29th, if you decide not to continue, no problem. You just call us before that billing date, and if need be, we'll cancel it or we'll change it to just the website hosting, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, yep, so go ahead with the card when you're ready. Yep, I'm ready when you are, Keith.
3792.
Okay.
520-697-71004.
Okay, expiration?
0827.
Okay, and the code?
9676.
Okay, so you said 3792-520-697-71004?
Yes.
Okay, excellent. So then let me get your authorization, and then you will be good to go there. And I should know within the next hour or so if they have that picture. I'm going to contact that department right now. So I might even reply to the email and put, you know, please disregard, we found it, but let me just look into it. But now you do have my email just in case you have to resend it, okay?
Right. Okay. Sounds good.
Okay. Awesome. Okay. And I did get the green light for you, so you're all good to go. So thank you so much, Keith, for taking the time to explain that. We'll get that all squared away for you, and have a really nice rest of your week too, okay?
Thank you, Tina. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.